I've just been kind of watching Hannah's voting record, and I was surprised because I supported him because I thought he was a business person, and he said he was conservative, and he was going to be, you know, against a lot of the things that, you know, as a small business owner, we both had that in common, you know, raising taxes, trillions in debt, and supporting that, cutting spending, all those things. I thought that he would be like-minded as I am, and it turns out he ends up being the third most liberal Republican in Congress. He voted to raise taxes. He voted to support Obamacare. He voted for, you know, the one time it counted, because the only thing that Congress can really do is defund it, and he voted to fund it. He can vote. He can say he's voting 40 times to repeal it, but everybody knows the president is never going to sign a repeal legislation, but the Congress has the power of the purse, and the Congress has the power to defund it. So the one time it really voted, it counted, he voted against defunding it and supported the Democrats, and he was only one of two people in the entire Republican Congress to do that, and there's 230 of them, I think, or so. He's voted to raise the debt ceiling twice in spite of all the flyers I have from him that says that he will not support, you know, raising the debt ceiling. We have to stop spending. We have to stop the trillions. It's dangerous. It's terrible for our economy. He has, you know, he's described Republicans, and remember reading this, as angry and incapable of governing. He says he supports much of the Obama agenda. He supports, you know, big government programs. Like, he brags about being, you know, the Congressman of the Year. There's a number of them, I think, with the U.S. Chamber, and the U.S. Chamber supports Common Core, amnesty, you know, corporate welfare, for lack of a better term, maybe what I call corporatism, which is using taxpayer money to prop up big, huge mega corporations and you know, the ones that are supposedly too big to fail. And I run a small business, and you know, are we too small to save? I mean, we really don't want a government handout. What we want is for government to allow us to engage in a free market, free from excessive taxes and regulation. He is the only Republican in the House to support funding of late-term abortions. Many people in this district, which is fairly conservative, do not find that to be you know, a good use of taxpayer money. Whether or not you're pro-life or pro-choice, they don't feel it's a good use of their money. I think his support and his support of the U.S. chamber and the U.S. chamber support of him, a sleeper issue that I think that's going to be coming out of that is going to be this Common Core issue, and I don't really think he's engaged in it. In fact, he's running around the state doing advocating a huge, very costly spending program that supports Common Core and also introduces universal pre-K on the federal level to school districts. And you may like universal pre-K, but again, it's a huge top-down federal program that he's trying to impose upon states, violation of the 10th Amendment, which is, our Constitution does not talk about the federal government having any role in education. And then you have, and it hits to the heart of who pays for education in New York.